Hare Krishna. A wonderful morning program today. It was our Gurukul convocation, at least. I think that's the proper usage of the word. That was the beginning of the new year. And children put on a wonderful drama. New drama, Prahlad Maharaj. And in this one, Prahlad Maharaj was the main player, and Nrisimhadev just came in at the end slightly, but otherwise it was more about how Prahlad Maharaj transforms his friends. And then children offering, chanting, doing the bhajan, offering their school books to Radhe Shyam, and finally a new student. I taught them the first lesson on Ahamkara. Offered the chalk to Radhe Shyam, and then wrote the letter A in both direct and indirect ways, and we'll get pictures of those. Although I wasn't there, and I made a mistake of not having my camera with me, but someone did take pictures, and we'll get those up. And preceding the whole proceedings, I gave a class, and my main theme was how the Vedic tradition, which unfortunately no longer exists here in the world in its full glory, but whose essence can still be transmitted to devotees, and in the case of the principle of Gurukula, to the children is possible. And of course, Srila Prabhupada gave us that very basic essence. Especially here in New Rajadam, we don't have a ashram system, so children don't go to to ashram. Of course, they don't go for 20 years to Gurukula. Although our education is at least 12 years or 13 years. And there are other practices that we may not do that were done by Krishna and Balaram long ago, prior to that, other devotees. But the essence should be there and must be there. But it's not something that can be just inculcated in school. It's something that parents themselves have to adopt. The advantage of the ashram system was that parents who naturally tend to spoil their children or offer them all kinds of comforts of life, and with which children in their formative years become very accustomed, are not as willing to or even capable of inculcating this essential feature of Gurukul life to children, which is Brahmachari Gurukule Vasadanto Gururitan. Gururitan means becoming unselfish, in other words, living for the benefit of the Guru. Young children are selfish by nature. They want I, mine. So learning that, you know, it's not mine, and for someone else. Guru Hitan, Acharot, Onitonita, Dasi Onitcha. Interesting how Srila Prabhupada translates the word Das. He says, living like a Dasavat, like a slave. In other words, Srila Prabhupada really means, although we used the word das, and Srila Prabhupada translated it hundreds of times, if not thousands of times, but it's not, he doesn't translate it to, we're using the word slave. But here Srila Prabhupada uses this word slave, in other words, that to learn this complete submission, to give up their own egotistical and self-centered lifestyle, to accept austerity and self-discipline. These things are better taught by someone who children haven't become over familiar with, namely parents, who haven't taught them one type of thing, and now all of a sudden, at a certain point, they want to teach them something else, namely austerity and detachment, learning some renunciation, those things which are conducive for children. So, but if there's no ashram, as in our case, then the parents are really obliged to take that essence and gradually, as children grow, they transform the way in which they have dealt with children, and teach, and of course explain to children how now as they're growing up they should learn how to be more selfless, how to actually dedicate themselves to their superiors, how to offer their respects morning and evening to their parents, how to accept some little austerities, and how to be self-regulated. Ultimately, this is what teachers and parents need to hand over to the children. If we can give them the gift of self-control, self-regulation, to control children, of course, that's natural. That's what adults, parents, and teachers are meant to do, to control children. But we control them so that they can learn, and so that ultimately they can learn how to control themselves. Because if they control themselves to a higher purpose, then they'll become impervious to the allurements of the world around them. So that was my main plea to the devotees, that I've really sacrificed the renounced order and my sannyas, the freedom of being socially dead and traveling and preaching and having that type of free lifestyle, basically for these children. So this is why we have our new Vajradham. This is why Radhisham can be there as the center of their lives, why there are gardens in Goshala, so they can have alternate lifestyle means to continue living like this, according to some type of work that appeals to them, whether it be gardening or working in the office or showing our guests around or all the different things that we can offer them here. We can't offer them everything, but as many things as possible. Please that the parents also put equal time and energy into as much time and energy, not equal, as much time and energy as possible into their children. They themselves have to have the faith that what Srila Prabhupada has given us, what we find in Bhagavatam, what we find in Vedic culture, is the best way to raise children, not the way that we've picked up from our parents or what Dr. Spock may teach us out there in the outside world. And if we have faith in that, to then communicate this essence of Vedic culture to our children as well. And if we do that, then we'll really have a very wonderful successive generations who can really do great wonders for spreading our Krishna consciousness movement. Anyway, a lot more to be said on that, but I'm going to get ready and get in the car and go to Budapest and tomorrow to London. So we'll be in touch again, either from Budapest tomorrow or from London. Hare Krishna.